Coach, can you talk about the challenge with Adrian Peterson?
Well, Adrian's a great player. He's performing extremely well. You know, a guy that's had a couple knee surgeries. You can't see it by his performance. Their line is doing a great job. He's got great vision, balance, explosion in terms of he's probably the most explosive player on their football team. When you watch him play, he kind of reminds me of a little bit of Barry Sanders. He's that good, okay? We have to contain him. There's not very many people who have had that opportunity to. When you look at them statistically in terms of what they do, the games that they've won, okay, well, I believe there might be six of them they won, that you look at them, they're rushing for a little bit more than 33 attempts per game. And the three games they've lost, those numbers are down. We're hoping to try to keep them down with those numbers. But what we got to do is, it's a heck of a challenge. He's a great player up front. Like I said, they're doing a great job with him, in terms of putting a lot of double teams on the interior people. And we got to not only do a great job inside, but also on the perimeter.
Coach, Fritz Sherman, when he was playing Barry Sanders, he used to talk about shooting all his bullets with his guys. What are your rules for a guy like Peterson, and how do you try to make sure you get the most out of him?
he's a great back. They put him deep back there, and he's got great vision, man. If you're not right on, he'll see it, and he can explode through the gap. But, what we do is the style of defense isn't going to change. We're going to try to play exactly like we've done before. And the people that we've performed against before, we've done a pretty good job, and we're hoping to do the same on Sunday. But it is a challenge.
Deep seven back, or how far back are they?
Yeah, he changes it up, but he's pretty deep. And like I said, they do a great job. What they do in the running game is it's suited towards what he does really, really well. And like I said, it's more of a kind of a belly thing where he has the ability to cut the ball back or keep it front side or bounce it. And he, like I said, he's really good again, and he'll have a negative run here or there, and all of a sudden, bam, he'll hit one for 20 or 30 on. And the difference is than a lot of the other backs, if he gets out in the open field, he can go the distance, In terms of your middle safety having a great opportunity to tackle him in space, some people have had trouble with him. I think there was a few games there he's close to 200 yards a game rushing, which is incredible.
The development of Teddy Bridgewater in his second season, how does he look?
Bridgewater's doing really good. The thing is, it's what I was impressed with him is, first of all, we know he's a great athlete. They do some things with him to his skill level, they do a great job. And in the passing game, he's very much of an athlete. He can, hurt you with his feet. He's got good arm strength. And the thing I was impressed with, he's playing with a bad shoulder. He got hurt, came out of the game, and put himself right back in the game. So he is a challenge from an athletic standpoint, and what they do in the passing game suits him pretty well. And he's got a tandem of receivers. Three of them have outstanding speed. It's not like you just got to stop one guy that has great speed. Three of them can run, okay, and their tight end does a nice job for him too, not only in the running game but in the passing game. So it's a really, really good offense.
The three that Diggs, Wallace, and Wright?
Yeah, exactly. You got them exactly right. And when you look at Diggs is, I think he's had about 12 explosive plays on the year. Where, Wallace has the big name, but Diggs has really been the one that's had the most explosive plays for them.
Is Bridgewater to you more than,
Say it again?
Is Bridgewater to you more than just a game manager? I know some people in Minnesota have kind of lumped him into that with Peterson, that as long as he doesn't make big mistakes, he is a little more than that.
You're going to have to ask them that. I just look at him as he's managing the game extremely well. He's fortunate. He's got a really great running back. He's got really good wide receivers. He is a very good athlete. And like I said, I was impressed with him. What they do with him, he can hurt you with his feet. He can hurt you with his arm. They've got a very nice passing game, their style, what they do offensively. And like I said, it will be a good challenge for us.
What's key in limiting the production?
The production, what did you ask about the production?
Limiting it,
he's had some good things. It's not like he has the outstanding speed like some of the tight ends, but he does a great job of being able to use his body, maneuver people, and I believe he might be about 6'6", so he's a big target where it's a good opportunity to go up and catch the ball, and he's done a nice job in that area. And like I said, not only does he have good hands to catch the ball, he does a good job of blocking. They cause you other issues because they run all different personnel packages within a game. They're not in one or two things. They'll hit you with 21 personnel or 12 personnel or 13 or 22. And, they've got a variety, but they're going to try to see what your weakness is and try to expose it.
What's the, I guess, what's the best way to maybe motivate a guy like a Vic Beasley? I mean, is it maybe getting in his face, or is it just kind of like, hey?
Well, you know, every individual gets motivated differently. You know, I mean, you can't, some people can take the hard coaching, some people can't. I'm not saying with him. I think like last week, I thought he played extremely well. The numbers don't show it, but when you turn on the tape and you watch him play, I thought he was able to affect the quarterback more last week. I mean, just not him, all of them. You know, the quarterback, you know, was sacked twice, I believe, but he was hit a lot of times. You know, where in the last few weeks we haven't been able to get that done. So I was pretty pleased with that part of it. But every individual gets motivated differently. You know, hopefully that at this level that people are excited about playing and excited about getting better every day, and that's what we try to preach around here. You know, this week, you know, we lost last week, or, you know, you're not going to sit around and feel sorry for yourself. Or, you know, what's really good is we got a chance to be pretty darn good, you know. And what happens is we got to come to work every single day and be excited about, hey, I got an opportunity to get better. And that's what Coach Quinn has been preaching, and us as assistant coaches are doing the same thing.
How did Akeem play? He's been getting some action for you.
You know, he only, I don't know how many reps, maybe about six reps, something like that. Thought he did a nice job. And like I said, the more he plays, the better he's going to get. And you know, he had the one penalty on a wheel route down there in the high red zone area, which, you know, that he wasn't happy with and we weren't either. But I think you're going to learn from those mistakes. And when you get in those situations, man, you just play ball, you know, and expect the ball to be thrown to my guy, and I'm going to make a play. But we like his athletic ability and his size and his range. And coming down the end of this the season here, there's a lot of good tight ends that we have to face. So hopefully he will improve, which I believe he will.
And Jalen, did you have to coach him through his mistake there? Doing,
you know, he's doing fine. You know, he made a few mistakes. Some of the things he does, and he learns from it. Like I said, the thing is sometimes with corners, some corners are very, very sensitive, where if a guy makes a mistake, sometimes I've been around guys where, man, they go in the tank and you're trying to motivate them to get them out of it, you know, and you played the position. You told me before you weren't a nose tackle. So the thing is, at that position where Jalen has – I like his demeanor. I like his personality. He wants to be coached. You can coach him hard. And I think, like I said, every week with those guys, they got a chance to get better. It's a learning experience. You can take it from the classroom, put it on the field, but game experience is the best teaching tool.